Babylon is fallen, Revelation chapter 18. After these things I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great authority, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. Revelation 18, verses 1 and 2. This angel is none other than the Lord Jesus taking control of the judgment of the harlot. We saw the same grand personage in Revelation 10. Compare Ezekiel 43, verses 2 through 6. First, he announces the fall of the greatest religious system in the world, saying, Babylon the great is fallen. He tells what will happen as if it had already happened. For centuries, she has been a stronghold for every foul spirit or demon and every unclean and hateful bird. Birds mean heavenly messengers. Unclean birds figure false messengers, though claiming to be true. Note that God does not recognize Christendom as his church. He calls her Babylon, meaning confusion. For many years, he has been calling his people out of sectarianism unto himself alone. Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. Revelation 18, verse 4. That will be his final call to come out. She saith in her heart, I sit a queen, and am no widow, and shall see no sorrow. Revelation 18, verse 7. Christendom hopes to be the bride of Christ. She does not realize her sad divorcement from Jehovah, and does not see her certain doom. She who boasts of the highest place with God, claiming the deepest sainthood, announces herself to be the only instructor of divine things and the true witness of Jesus Christ. This one shall receive the most terrible doom. Because her sins have reached unto heaven, Revelation 18:5, so enormous have they become that she shall be rewarded double according to her works, Revelation 18:6. Pay her back. So much sorrow and torment shall she have, even plagues, death, and mourning and famine, Revelation 18:5. The greatness of Babylon's iniquities in God's sight is indicated by the number of references to them and to the manner of her utter destruction. The many prophecies of Babylon's overthrow, recorded by Isaiah and Jeremiah, will have their final fulfillment in the judgment of the great harlot. The heinousness of the sin of Babylon is known to God alone. We cannot picture it, that a body of people should declare themselves to be God's own and spiritual, yet actually barter in all the most articles of commerce, about 30 named in Revelation 18 verses 12 through 13, and enrich themselves thereby. This is an exceeding abomination to God. In the Vatican at Rome are found the most costly gems of art. Fabulous treasures of wealth are laid up there, even as John informs us. Gold and silver and precious stones and pearls, vessels of ivory, all manner of vessels of precious wood and of iron and of brass. Revelation 18:12. But what does a real saint care for all that outward veneer? We are looking for a city whose builder and maker is God, Hebrews 11:10, the real city of real gold. Instead of liberating men, Rome profiteers with the slaves or bodies and souls of men, enriching herself by sending people to hell. Thus, her outward commercialism symbolizes her making merchandise of the gospel. The final declaration of her crime is given in Revelation 18, verse 24. And in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. Fox's Book of Martyrs records the fulfillment in measure of this statement. Do you wonder at Revelation 18, verse 20? Rejoice over her, O heaven, and ye the holy apostles and prophets, for God hath avenged you upon her. The judgment of the false claimant to the bridehood of Christ must come before the glorious wedding in the air can take place, as the beast will be the rival of our Lord for the throne of universal empire, so sectarianism will be the rival of the true bride of Christ, The unspeakable triumph of the overthrow of both is recorded in the next chapter.